Yo, what up, and welcome back to Grizz on One, the Memphis Grizzlies post-game show. We're coming off of a beautiful win. The Grizzlies stormed back in the second half, and was it the Jake show? Is it the Jake show? I'm going to ask Nate, the biggest Jake hater in all of the land. We're going to put him on the spot. I wasn't here last show. I was getting my old man basketball game going, down two at halftime. Just like the Grizzlies, I came back. We won by 10. Don't worry about that. But tonight we have a loaded show. We have a fan favorite, Bennett Doyle. Bennett Doyle is here. We're going to talk about basketball, but you know we're going to hit some movies, some shows. We're going to go completely off the rails, if possible. That's what I love to do the most. But then in the second half, we're going to go ahead and talk about Grizz trivia. We're going to just try to see if we can cover much more. And look a little bit more in depth to this Jake stuff, because I have to ask Nate all of this. I promise you, he does not want to talk about it, but I got to hold him to it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in the guys. Hey. Yo, 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 Nate, we got a Jake sighting.
We're going to get into that. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. First, introduce the man of the hour, Bennett. Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on, fellas? Appreciate y'all having me. I'm a fan of the show, so I'm glad to finally get to do this with y'all.
Dude, Bennett, we had fans.
Who knew?
You got one.
Surprise.
Right, surprise.
All right, so comment section, as always, dude. Y'all are filling it up. I appreciate it, as always. If you do me a favor, I can't see the questions for Bennett, so if you do have a question for Bennett, give me a hashtag Ask Bennett or hashtag Bennett or hey idiot, look here. Whatever you want to do, just make sure I can see it. Other than just something else that Goon the Shooter is going off on. But the Grizzlies overall tonight, a great game, 115-109. Off the top rope, Nate, what you got?
I have a positive Jaren comment from Goon. Which does not happen.
Well, no, that's a backhanded compliment because he's saying he looked good against somebody
6'7". That's progress is what that is. As anyone who's struggled for any kind of mental health issues, any kind of issues at all knows.
That's progress. That's
progress. That's what we call that. So shout out to that. But first things first, I got to say the most annoying thing about your men's league stuff is that I know it's true. And I know that you actually do ask people to feed the hand in men's league and then actually score. That's the most annoying thing. But man. What a game.
Feed the hand. Talking about feeding the hand. Talk about, let's feed Bennett here. Off the top rope, Bennett, your initial thoughts about the game, just what you saw and what you like.
Well, first off, I'm glad I got to join you guys tonight because we actually got a fun game in this season from hell. Like, it's great to be able to have an exciting game from start to finish. It was good to see them not let go of the rope, like, and come out and especially have a huge fourth quarter like that. And you guys talked about him at the beginning. Like, I think Jake LaRavia, it's kind of starting to become interesting, right? Like, the guy's played well over these past four games. I know he had one not great game in between, but he's had a double-double the past two. Like, the guy is actually starting to show something. And I don't know if it means anything going forward, but he's actually starting to show something now. And it's just interesting considering that heading into next season, he's a guy that's, you know, probably going to be a part of this team. I would think so. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
is that a hot take?
He's on the books, like, you know, and they like investing in their younger guys. Again, it hasn't worked out up to this point, but I'm just saying it's been interesting, and it was good to see him have another big game tonight. Vince Williams continues to play great for this team. Like, you can't say enough about that guy, and I'm obviously excited about his future, but we had the moment Jaren goes down. I got really scared. Everyone on Twitter was like, let's please shut him down the rest of the season, put him in bubble wrap.
The prayer circle.
Yeah. And so when he comes back out, I'm like, oh God, I'm a little nervous. But I've kind of always been of the sense, if these guys are available and can play, I want to see him play because I'm a fan and I want to watch good basketball. So that's where I stand on that. I can understand the other side of the argument, but good to see him have a great game as well. And Philly, man, that's that thing's interesting, right? Like, that team without Embiid is obviously not a contender. But without Maxi, man, I don't know where they're going as far as playoffs go. They'll get him back, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Without Embiid, that thing's just, it's probably not going anywhere.
Well, I have to say, listen, I know that Gary Parrish kind of hit on you a little bit hard tonight or earlier today. The Grizzlies plus 5.5 with straight cash, homie. Yeah. I even put in the comments as I was watching the show today, hit the Grizzlies money line. See if we can get some of these units back that you're down. The Grizzlies end up coming back and covering the 5.5. They end up hitting the money line. But talking about Jake, as we were earlier, 19 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, 15 overall blocks from the Grizzlies block party that they threw tonight. Jaren, 30, 11, and 1 assist, 6 blocks. Aldama, 17, 3, and 7, 3 blocks. Conchar, 2 blocks. Luke had 15 points. Vince, 17, 7, and 9, 2 steals and a block. These dudes look like they kind of started figuring things out and started kind of getting after it a little bit. What impressed you the most tonight, Nate?
The dudes who I am not expected to like. Like, I don't know what else to say. I came on, I mean, it's been like 4 shows in a row. I've been like, what is wrong with Santi Aldama? Like, why does he look so bad? And then you come on, and then tonight, I'm like, he made like actual chest passes without jumping in the air that were good passes. He made like, he swing. He took good shots. Like, he had the one transition 3 that everyone was mad at, but whatever. Like, he played really well tonight. And then
had a huge defensive stop there at the end.
Huge defensive stop. Yeah. Oh, man. You guys, for everyone in the comments section, I think Bennett had stepped away for a second too. You should have heard me going off against the refs when that got challenged. I was like, if they overturn that Jaren call when he's getting punched in the freaking crotch by Kelly Oubre the whole time, they better not overturn. They better overturn this one. But listen, great game from Santi. And then, like Bennett was saying, Jake LaRavia, again, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. Yeah. He might be playing his way onto this roster, and I don't know if I like it.
Yeah.
But he is, man. And he is. He's playing really, really well the past few games. Back-to-back double-doubles off the bench. I think Parker Fleming put out there, it's like the first since like Zebo, Stromile, Brevin, a couple other guys on that list that are not names you would put Jake LaRavia in the same sentence as a month ago.
Wow.
But he's playing hard, and the effort is paying off, right? It's turning into more than just good effort night to night. It's turning into results, which is – I'm not in on Jake LaRavia.
You're a fan.
Dude, I got to say, I might be turning heel on myself with the Jake LaRavia play. So those guys showing out. And then Jaren, I mean, we come in here night after night after night, and you talk about a lost season and how brutal the season's been. But then Jaren just shows up every night.
He does.
And night in and night out, he just goes in there and works hard for this team, which is in a season like this where you're 20 games under 500 and you're clearly not really playing for anything, says something about the dude. Yeah. And so, you know, there's going to be Jaren haters. There's always going to be player haters out there. Goon being one of our comment section family being one. But, man, it's just if you're not a Jaren fan after this year, I really don't know what to do for you. So, all around, everyone on the team tonight looked good to me. I was super impressed with the whole team effort. It was awesome to see them fight like that in Philly.
Yeah, Jaren's becoming a professional, and that's really what it comes down to is you see these guys maturing and becoming real professionals, and that's really what it comes down to is that guy is kind of growing up right before our eyes. As Wayne's saying, speaking of having our eyes on a guy, Nate's got a man crush now on Jake. But the other guy, Dirty Rice – love Bennett.
Shout out Dirty Rice. Appreciate you.
He's a real one. Everybody, listen, I have, I know a lot of people within the media, right? As we all do within the Grizzlies media. I don't know if I've ever heard anything bad said about you, Bennett, which is tough.
I don't know. I appreciate that. But Wayne, I don't know, man. Maybe behind my back.
Wayne loves your work on the GP show. You're the voice of reason and show. Obviously, everybody showering you with so much love. But Wayne comes from I would imagine what's today? Today is Wednesday, right? So he's probably working. So he's in Australia, I believe. Wayne's in Australia on his lunch hour usually around this time after the show, and so he joins us most post games. And so shout out to you always, Wayne. But let's go hit on some more stuff. I want to ask the question because I think it was brought up. I think it was brought up by right here by Shane. He was talking to Anthony, but I'm going to pitch this to you real quick. Shark Tank style. How long would it take for Jake to play like this, like the last couple of games of the year the rest of the season, whatever. What will it take for change your mind about him in general? Because my mind has been made up about him, but I'm willing to give it a chance if he's going to play like this. So how long do you think it's going to take, or what do you need to see?
Asking this guy?
Bennett.
Okay.
Oh,
not listen, you. I don't care about you.
I think that I want to see the 3-point shot be consistent the rest of the way, just because I think we all agree that if Jake is a part of this team's long-term plans, it's probably a guy coming off the bench, like towards the end of the bench. Right. And that's what you need at the end of your bench is 3-point shooting. You need shooters coming on. And we don't know what's going to happen with Luke. I'm of the mind that I think Luke Kennard's probably going to be back with this team next season.
Okay.
I think they kind of made a decision there between, I feel like that around the deadline, it was like, okay, we probably need to move off Steve-O or Luke. We're probably not going to come back in the next season with both of these guys.
Right.
And since they were able to move off of Steve-O, I feel like Luke might be a guy that they bring back next season on that option, just because he's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league. And you're a team that, you know, lacks great 3-point shooting outside of him and Dez. Right. So I think that if you can see that shot be consistent the rest of the way, I think it's definitely interesting heading into the offseason.
Well, that's the thing I'm looking at with his shot is I wonder if I can pull up the regular season stats. Yeah. So he's shooting 21% from 3-point. And honestly, this is very small sample size, but he's only taken 2.8 and he's hitting 0.6. Most of these games, like I think it was last game, he went 0-for-4 tonight. He went 2-for-4. The 3-point shot is the key to him really being the most effective player he possibly can be. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think it all comes down to is if he can somehow be that floor spacer, but also the dude has been an animal grabbing these rebounds. If he can do that, I really believe that he can really kind of carve out a role for him on this team. And so I'm curious what it looks like. Nate, would there be anything for you that would just kind of be the tipping point, or is it more of a cumulative thing?
Can he look good with the other guys? I mean, obviously, and that involves the 3-point shooting Bennett was talking about, right? Like you said, it's one of the biggest needs on this team is can you knock down a 3-point shot?
And rebounding, obviously.
Well, the rebounding, but I think the rebounding next year won't be as big of an imperative. Obviously, you still need, especially with Steve-O gone, but they'll get a 5. They'll get a center that can replace and fill in some of that gap. My thing is, how well do you fit next to some of these other guys you got to play with when the roster is full, whole? Like, can you actually do that? And to be clear, we haven't seen that consistently with Jake with the roster they're playing with now. But I think we've seen this in most of the guys playing with this roster now, right? Other than Vince, Jaren, maybe throwing the Lamar Stevens, it's been kind of hit or miss with all these guys. So what does that look like when you bring in all these other guys? But at the end of the day, this season, again, that's next season. Yep. What's that going to look like? We got a long ways away. This season is all about moments like a 360 spin, nailing a 3 that had me feeling some type of way. Like, I mean, honestly, this season is about having fun. And when Jake hit the 360 spin and nailed that shot, I was like, all right, we might have some fun tonight. And that's all I'm asking for right now. Until next season, I just don't know. I just don't know until I see him with the roster hole. And that's with most of these guys.
I would say that. That's the same thing with Lamar Stevens. You can say that with anybody because these guys are playing well within a small sample size. But we're talking about, you know, you have to defer. You can't be somebody who has the ball in your hands. You're going to touch the ball, and honestly, you're going to be expected to shoot. Or just like Tony Allen says on Chris Vernon's show, swing, swing. Like, you're not doing much more than that. I do think it's important to see with these guys with other people, but I also think it's very important to see how these guys can grow. Speaking of growing, the show is growing. We're officially trending right now and on the search bar within the Grizzlies. But not a better time just to tell you about Streetcars of Memphis. They're the comment section sponsor. Our favorite is all of you piling in here. Any regular maintenance that you might need from modifications, speakers, lights, lifts, and wheels, they can modify them all. Go ahead and hit the code GRIZZ901 over with them, and they can give you a $55 regular oil change or a $65 full synthetic for this month and probably this month only. So make sure you go ahead and check out the guys over at Streetcars of Memphis. It's a huge savings taking place over there at 901SCM.com or 901-323-3332. Go ahead and schedule your oil change modification needs now. All right, Bennett, What has been your favorite thing about this game tonight, just overall, that you saw that just kind of stuck out to you? Like, hey, all right, that got me out of my seat, because I had some moments that just kind of made me chuckle, laugh. Besides the refs. The refs pissed me off. Besides them.
Jaron had a couple moments, right? He had a couple putbacks that were nice. I'm trying to think of like one play that really stands out. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, my thing was his dominance in the blocks. Like, that's what really stood out to me tonight was him just kind of – it looked like he kind of found himself in a little bit. And I don't know what your thoughts are on this at all, but – he had those games where they gave him a break. Do you think that's a chance? Like, you kind of catch your breath, just like you would take maybe, and listen, I have kids, you do as well. Like, you take your kid out, man, you're like, hey, just catch your breath for a second. Just chill.
Yeah. They're clearly being careful with him, right? You're not going to see Jaron playing a back-to-back, I don't think, at all the rest of the way. I don't know how many we have left, but you're not going to see it probably. And you heard Pete and Brevin talk. I mean, they said this like 2 minutes into the game tonight. I feel like that no one on the court for Philly can guard him. Like, he can get to the rim at will. It's what he did tonight. It's what I love about his game this year, man. It's why I've been so impressed with the guy this year. Is just, I think that in the past, Jaron has settled for the outside shot a little bit. Year, he is not doing that at all. And that is going to behoove him going into next season. That's the thing that I'm the most impressed about tonight, is just him getting to the rim at will. And I want to see him to continue to do that the rest of the year.
Yeah, no, I agree. What's the biggest thing that you've seen in Jaron's, I want to say his game, but overall just with him this year, because I have seen so much. And is it the maturity level? Is it the professionalism? In general, like, what is it? Is there anything that you've seen? Because you're watching him there, you know, obviously at the home games, but also, you know, away games, we're all tuned in. Is there anything you've seen in him at just kind of, you know, as a man?
I think that's it. Like you said, the maturity level. Like, we're seeing something out of him this season that I don't think we have before, because he's being forced to be the leader on this team.
Right.
He's the best player on this team. He has been for a long time now at this point, just with all the guys that are out. And he's taking that opportunity and run with it. Like, there are going to be nights, I feel like, I don't think we would have been able to say this season if we would have had all the guys, where any given night, Jaron can be the best player on this team. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think going into next season, there are going to be games where he's going to be the best player on the team because of the experience and the, like you said, the maturity that he's gotten from this season. I think it's going to benefit him tremendously going into next year. I'm fired up about Jaron next year. It's going to be a big year. And again, he keeps becoming more physical in the paint. Yeah. Like, that is something that people have complained about related to Jaron. And I think he's living up to it this year. I think the guy has been incredibly physical. He takes on the challenge of playing bigs that are kind of in his peer group, which I love. And so, I'm fired up about Jaron headed into next year.
Any chance, Bennett, that we can look up next year and through all of this season and being a gap season, right? A gap year, lost year. Mm. And we can look up next year and see that the starting five is Jaron Jackson Jr. Could we see that? But also, would you feel comfortable?
So I think that, yes, I could definitely see that. The reason being is because it just depends on who they bring in. They're going to, like Nate said, they're going to bring in a five or a four. They're going to bring in a rebounder, right? They're going to bring in somebody that can grab you 10 boards a game. But is that a guy that's going to necessarily be a starter on this team? I mean, we know Ja, Dez, Jaron. I think Marcus Smart's probably in that starting lineup to start next season. And then look at what Vince is doing this year. I think that Vince is maybe a guy that cracks that starting lineup at the beginning of next year because he's been a part of this team. And so it just depends on who they bring in. If they bring in a guy that's a borderline all-star, then they're probably starting next to Jaron. But I could totally see him starting as the five next year.
Any chance that they would bring in, like Sam was saying, is, you know, bring in a four that rebounds well? That would honestly, I think it would have to be undersized a little bit for Vince to be in that role, even though it's kind of a positionless basketball NBA is these days.
Yeah. I mean, Vince, Ja, Vince, Marcus, Dez, that's small, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I don't know if that works throughout the season. Maybe it's this, maybe that lineup with Jaren to start the season is where you go, but I don't know if it's the lineup that works the whole season. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We are Grizz, not a one. That is Bennett Doyle of the Gary Parrish Show of Grind City Media. We do have some questions that are coming in for Bennett Doyle. So I want to make sure we get these through here. I don't want to stray too far away. I know we're talking about the game. Listen, and everybody's in here piling in. We're having a great time. And that obviously you all are doing great job within the comment section. Listen, it's flying so fast. I can't keep up, which is a great problem. There's so many comments in here that I'm supposed to be paying attention to that I haven't yet. But let's go ahead and go reverse order. I might go find some that I haven't seen in like literally 20 minutes. All right. King Meeks wants to know whose fries are better, McDonald's or Checkers?
Shout out King Meeks. That's my guy. McDonald's. Come on. Mickey D's. It's just a different flavor. It's a unique flavor.
All right. So
you can't beat that. It's classic. It's classic Americana. Come on.
Did you see the tweet come out from DeMichael talking about Checkers fries are the best? They're goated.
Who the hell's going to Checkers?
Like, that's exactly my thought.
Who's going out of their way to go to Checkers? Like, that's just, I mean, I feel like there's Checkers all over this city, and I'm not just going out of my way to go to any of them. Give me a McDonald's instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit me the drive through at the Mickey D's. Listen, and there's a difference. Like semi warm McDonald's fries, no. You give me some fresh out of the fryer. Oh my god, they are addicting. They're the best.
Plus, we got kids. Like I got to get Happy Meals. McDonald's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Another one. Also, this is a actual Grizzlies question. You got to pick two to keep for next year. You got Lamar Stevens. You got Jake LaRavia, Zaire Williams, or John Conchar.
Ooh, I like this question. This is a good question.
Shout out to you, Black Ninja DJ.
So y'all know I ride for Z.
You and Roser.
I have not given up on Zaire Williams. I'm so bummed about him. I don't think we'll see him the rest of this year. I'm so bummed because he was playing really well. I want to be able to see Zaire play with Ja next season. I think that's a great, that's, obviously, it helps Zaire play better, but I think that it's just you got guys that can fly up and down the court together. I think it's a nice combo for the team. So I want to keep Zaire, and also he's a top 10 pick. Like, he's just not a guy that I'm ready to give up on necessarily just yet.
I have so many questions about this.
Ooh, this is tough. This second one is tough. I think I'll say Jitty. I think I'll say Jitty, even though I love what Lamar Stevens has been doing. I just think Jitty is one of those like break glass in case of emergency type of players. Like when you're missing, when two of your point guards are out or you're missing a wing. Like I feel like he's kind of a Swiss Army knife type of guy.
Right.
So I think Jitty, but I'm not certain on that. I'm gonna say Z and Jitty. I bet y'all hate that answer.
Nate, give me your two on that real quick.
I'm going Lamar and Z. I'm going Lamar and Z.
Wow.
And the reason I'm going Lamar, the reason I switched that up is because I think they're sort of the same. I think they're sort of the same. And like Lamar and Jitty are kind of the break glass in case of emergency guys. You put them in, they're gonna play hard-nosed basketball, find the ball, do their job. And that's what I want. But I think Lamar is a little bit of like a Jitty plus in that regard, which maybe that's just like rose-colored glasses because he's brand new to the team, small sample size, and he's done a lot with a little. So you kind of love that out of a guy. But I think that's the same. And so I wouldn't want two of those guys back here because I do think Jitty is good and same thing. He could belong on any NBA team. And then when I'm coming with this, I know what you're going with. I don't ask. No one's going to ask you because we know, old man. But then with Z and Jake's looked great the past couple of games. Obviously he's played really well. Zaire has shown the upside in like a playoff setting. And so if I'm going to go with one of these guys, it's going to be the guy who we've seen the bigger flashes from. So that's why. So listen, honestly, shout out to Jake and Zaire for making this a conversation.
Absolutely.
A month or so ago, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Totally agree. No, and the thing, it was, I see people in the comments killing Zaire. Here's the thing, dude, Zaire shut down Damian Lillard recently. Like, Zaire, ooh, Zaire can actually play some defense. Like,
I'm with you, Bennett. Like, he was showing stuff before he got hurt.
He definitely was. I'm he's, again, top 10 pick. Like, you don't want to give up. What, he was number 10, right? We 10. Took Zaire at number 10. Yeah, you don't want to give up on guys like that. If you think that there might be something there, I think they play it out.
Well, here's also the other part of that question. Everyone was going to get mad no matter what the answer was.
Absolutely. Come on, King.
There was no right answer for people on that, right? Like, it's like, hey, right. Who do you want to be 11 through 15? Like, that was the question, right?
That's right.
But, it's like picking your worst. It's like, all right, yeah. Just something pick out of that. All right, let me give mine real quick. So I love Lamar Stevens and how he's playing because I think he is a guy that gives you something different. Very little of these players that are currently playing right now outside of Jaren Jackson Jr. is be able to create their own shot. Lamar Stevens can create his own shot. He has a little bit enough of a wiggle to him. He has an in and out game with his dribble where he can actually get to that floater, which he's been amazing with. So shout out to Lamar Stevens, my other guy. It's Jitty season, baby. It's always Jitty season. So I have to support my guy.
By the way, Jitty spiked two back tonight. I was yelling "get Jit on" from the couch like two times within 30 seconds when he spiked those shots, man. It was awesome. Love the Jitty blocks.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, the fact that that was a great question because of Zaire and Jake's, ability to play in when honestly we felt that they were long gone, lost. The fact that they both had played very well, like Zaire had played very well until he got hurt. I was at that game, actually spoke to Bennett that night, and it looked like he got hit, and it was like he was almost like faking it. But then all of a sudden, like his whole body just was like limp, and he like had to get helped off the court by Trey Jamison and John Conchar, which was very funny. All right, we have a lot more, so I want to get to these. Bennett, I know you said as long as we want, but I don't want to take advantage of you, so you – listen, you're blink good, twice man. When you're ready to get out of here.
No, but, I'm good. Trust me.
But people do have some questions. This is probably one that you don't want to answer, but I have to ask.
Okay.
It's like a legal right because the Smooth Southpaw said, how much of you GCM guys, Grind City Media guys, hear from the front office about what's going on and that you can actually talk about?
Oh, not enough. No. No. Come on. I press buttons for a living. What are we talking about? But we're not really hearing from the front office. At least I'm not. I can't speak for other people with GCM. I'm not hearing from the front office. I'm not at that status yet. I'm not even a year into the company yet. So
there's no
give
like,
it time. Give it time.
There's no real meetings like, hey, closed door meetings in the front office. Zach Kleiman's like, all right, Bennett, we have to talk to you about this. We're gonna make some decisions. Trade deadline.
Exactly. No, and listen, even if they did, I would never disclose my
That's my answer. That's it. I love it. All right. This is from the Black Ninja DJ. Another good one. He wants to know what your thoughts on the emergence of Vince, GG, and now possibly Jake. So in that order, Vince, GG, and Jake.
Yeah, Vince, I mean, again, like I said, I think that that's a guy that's potentially a starter on this team next season. I just think he's going to fit in so well with those guys when they get back. I love his defense. I think he has potential to be our Dylan Brooks replacement. Somebody in the chat called him a maniac, I mean that in the best possible way. Like, he is a maniac on the floor. I love that when he pisses off other players, he just laughs in their face. Like he just laughs in their face. I love it. He's a maniacal dude. And you need that out of guys like that. If he's going to be one of the best defenders on this team next to Jaren, yeah, you need a little bit of the craziness. So love what he's bringing. Just the rebounding, the scoring, the defense. He even gets other guys involved. Like, his assists, they're not pretty. Those swing passes they look weird, but they're effective. So, I love Vince, love what he's brought to the table. GG, massive upside. Like, we've seen the potential. We know that this dude could potentially become a star player in this league. I think he's got a long way to go. He's 19 years old, but we've seen it. And if you haven't checked it out, my friend Kelsey Wright Johnson did a great podcast with GG recently. Check that out because I thought it was great. I hadn't really heard him talk long form like that. Obviously, we've seen like the stuff that's gone viral with the TNT moments and the post games and stuff like that. But just hearing him talk about his journey was really cool. I think that, listen, I was an idiot at 19. And so to hear him have a level head in that conversation, I thought was very cool. So I'm really excited about Gigi. Jake, again, we'll see. Like, it's been a nice stretch for him. Obviously, it's taken quite a while to get there, and he's dealt with a lot of injury along the way. But I like what I'm seeing recently, and hopefully he can continue it through the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is I think Jake has the potential to be whatever he wants to be, but that first step has to improve. Once Jake LaRavia figures out his first step, can he get by somebody? Can he come off of screens and knock down some open three-pointers like you were talking about very first part of the show? That's where it comes down to. That's how he can separate himself. If he continues to rebound this well, a lot of that can kind of be overlooked, in all honesty. I don't know if everything can be overlooked, but you're talking about a rebounding spot that the Grizzlies really, really lack is rebounding. You're talking about improving that area of just overall the team rebounding in general would be amazing. But GG Vince, always the best. I do want to follow up on that with one question. So my thoughts on on Marcus Smart being next to Ja is iffy. I don't love that matchup, necessarily, I guess, the combo. Would you look to potentially either move off of Marcus Smart for a good trade that brought you back somebody that you liked, right? If you're the front office GM, or possibly moving him to the sixth man off the roll to bring in Vince next to Ja as a starter?
So a lot of it's obviously going to depend on what he's cool with, right? Like, would Marcus Smart even be cool with coming off the bench? I don't know. But I think we haven't seen if it worked. We haven't had a sample size. What was it? 3 games with him and Ja? 2 games?
Yeah, it wasn't many.
Yeah, we haven't had much at all to go off of. So I'd like to see it. I agree with you that I think it's probably too small, but I don't want to. I want to see Marcus with this team, the full roster going into next season, because I think with him, with Vince, with Jaren, some of these other guys, like they've got the potential to be one of the best defensive teams in the league. So I definitely want to see how that works together to start next season. Listen, if he was cool with it, I think it could help them with him coming off the bench.
Yeah. And I've always said, it doesn't matter who starts for me. It's all about who closes. And that's where it comes down to me. It is who's in that closing lineup. I think it's, unless we go get a center that is just a dominant dude that can knock down free throws, I don't think that anybody we get for that five position matters to me. As long as they can rebound well enough, keep enough of that defensive stability to what the Grizzlies already do, then I think that really just allows this team to be who they really are, and they can close small with a Vince next to a Marcus Smart, next to Ja, next to Bane, next to Jaren. That five to close is my favorite five to close. All right, let's go through a few more, and then we won't keep you too much longer than that. But I do have two more. Nate, these are not for you. Here's a Wendy's question. King Meeks wants to know, you had Wendy's yet? I don't know where that's from.
Oh, we talked about Wendy's. I know y'all saw this the other day about them doing the – now it's changed. They were going to do the surge pricing, they upcharged during peak hours. I think that they moved off of that had a big discussion about it. And I basically was talking about what happened to the Wendy's that I love. Like, what happened to the sunrooms? What happened to what happened to the friggin' sunrooms? What happened to like the yellow branding? What happened? I mean, dude, when Dave Thomas was telling me about Wendy's when I was a kid on TV back in the day, those burgers, they tasted like Dave made them. Wendy's used to be elite, and it's something happened along the way. I don't know what it is. I used to, and I know a lot of people in the chat agree, Wendy's was considered like a tier above back in the day. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I don't know if that's the case anymore. That's why when they said they were doing the surge pricing, I was like, come on, who do you think you are? Like, what are we doing here? So I think they've since backtracked, but we got to get Wendy's back to the greatness that it was in the 90s. Yeah.
So Chris is saying the yellow branding was from Wendy's was elite. Am I missing out? Like, I know the sunroom. I got you completely on that one, because I always ask my mom, can we please go down? Just go down that area right there. And so
yeah,
we can,
man.
And it was at night. It didn't matter, but it was, right. It was all in the sun area,
but the I level do have class.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to bring up something.
Suntan,
we have a hater amongst us. John Bennett's ready to storm the Capitol right now with his look. Listen.
Yeah, I can't beat the allegations.
First of all, I have a lot of gray in my beard. I actually was going to do a segment with you tonight, and I was trying to make up some kind of graphic. And the picture I pulled was your initial picture when you first joined the Grizzlies with GCM. You had no beard. You were baby faced. And I was like, I'm
okay. So that headshot is actually from that headshot's from like 2013. That's a really old headshot. Yeah. That one when I first joined the Grizzlies. But yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank God you didn't use that.
Yeah, I didn't. I was gonna do the Scorsese look where everything's black and just the light on it. Yeah. I'm just gonna ask you about your favorite movies, but obviously if the Grizzlies winning, that has taken over everything. But listen, let's go to a couple more because I do want to hit on these. But before we do, get onto that. We are Grizzly on a One, the Memphis Grizzlies post game show. Your favorite post game show. This is from Wayne. Wayne's talking about hitting that like button. Yes, I would appreciate it. Or JJJ will block you. But as he blocked everybody tonight, where is this comment at? Here it is. Here's Wayne. This is from Wayne. All right. What's your stepping stone into basketball or the Grizzlies? So where'd you come from prior to getting into Grind City Media or the Grizzlies?
Yeah, so I was in radio for 10 years. I started, mentioned 2013, I started in radio promotions. I'm a Memphis graduate, went to yep. University of Memphis, White Station High School, I'm a lifelong Memphian. My dad did radio when I was a kid and did promotions. And so I knew some people, whether it was Intercom at the time, now Odyssey, that were in promotions. Shout out to the great Cindy DeBartoleben for giving me a chance. Anyways, I did promotions and marketing for a while, and I was a fan of 92.9 and a fan of their shows. And so I just went to Brad, the program director, and said, hey, man, like I'd love to, you know, learn how to run the board and do sound and do audio. And he gave me a shot. I started producing Eric's show here and there when guys were out, and it kind of just went from there. I got on with Jason and John after their show launched. Moved from that to GP, been with GP ever since. Then we got this opportunity to go join the Grizzlies and Grind City Media, and we're excited about what the future holds. So that's kind of like that's a really quick summary of a long period. Absolutely. But yeah, radio is kind of where I got my start. I was in radio for 10 years. I love radio. I'm glad I kind of still have my hand in radio. I do produce the Grizzlies home game broadcast, so yep. I'm always sitting there on radio row.
So question, what's harder, actually producing the live video format or the live radio format?
Ooh, I mean live video, because I ain't got a lot to work with here, so it's a daily struggle. I mean, come on. Audio,
why do we all have hats on?
Right. Yeah audio I can make myself sound sexy. Yeah, video not so much. So no, it's a new venture for me, so yeah, I had a lot of experience in radio, so yeah.
Wow. I love that, the fact that you know, Memphis through and through, that's the biggest thing for me. I'm Memphis through and through as well. Grew up in Frazier, kind of found my way amongst this way. You know, obviously it all kind of, for me personally, was when I had that moment when Ja called me out in front of the Lakers game at the post game show, when he I sent a simple tweet,
the infamous tweet.
Yeah. And so I sent that to Jessica, not thinking anything about it. I went to bed, woke up, and then my phone was blowing up. And so that was a lot of fun to kind of wake up to. But honestly, you know, I love the stories. And I think that's one of the biggest things is hearing about how when people get into, you know, where they are and kind of grow from there. And especially because you are local and who you are and kind of what you've done. It's been amazing. All right. I'm going to ask a few more, but I want to keep you for our trivia question, and then we're going to get you out of here. Is that cool?
Yeah, for sure. I'm good.
All right. So my last question, unless somebody else puts one in here that's an easy one. What do you think about GP when GP picks on you?
Contrary to how it may look sometimes, GP is my guy. That's one of my good friends. So, me and him have a good dynamic. I think so. And anything that we do on the show, neither of us ever take it too seriously. Like when we're going at it over a topic, when he's checking me, when I'm checking him, like neither of us take any of that stuff too seriously. So we've been working together for a long time. So now when he picks on me and says I look like a Capital Stormer, nah, I let it go. It's all good.
I think that's important. Nate, me and Nate have been together for what are we, 2 years now, probably?
2 or 3 years now. A lifetime in my young self.
Yeah, it seems like forever. But what's the biggest, I guess, thing for you, because you it is like a relationship, it is a partnership, just like you and, you know, your spouse, and, you know, me and Nate are both married as well. Like what are the keys to success? Because we talk about the same thing. Like even no matter how maybe we might make each other upset for whatever reasons, maybe something stupid, you can't allow that. But is there anything that in general advice you might give to somebody that just to kind of be able to keep a relationship going, you know, I guess such as on video?
Yeah, I mean, I think just for to kind of get into the weeds a little bit.
Yeah.
Like when me and Gary, obviously we do prep for the show, but we're not really prepping together too much. When we turn the mics on, we're just talking to each other. Like that's how we've always done the show, is just, it's just two dudes having a conversation and talking about whatever the topics are of the day. And so we never really go in with me being like, hey, I'm going to do this, or you do this and I'll play off that. That's not, we just turn the mics on and start talking to each other. That's how we've always done the show. And it works for us. Like there's shows that I love that prep the hell out of that show. And they know everything they're going to talk about with each other before the show starts. Mm. But with me and him, it's just, this is what works for us. And that's how it's worked for us. But just advice for anyone, just be real, be yourself. Right. Like that's what's worked for me.
Yeah. Listen, I couldn't agree more. You were here before the show started. Me and Nate rarely ever talk prior to the show starting. We don't plan much. Any plan that ever happens is only from me. He just shows up and just kind of makes things happen. All right. I do have one more question that just came through. This is an actual Grizzlies question. We'll transfer into the Grizz on a one trivia question. But who do you want to be the center for the Grizz next year? Ooh. If you had to have a pick, your choice, because Claxton, Hartenstein, Drummond, everybody's out there. There's obviously the draft picks, a lot on the table. What's your thoughts?
So I think that, man, you know who I would have said before the season started was Time Lord. Like, I think he would have been a perfect fit here. Now
still could be.
Yeah, now with the injuries, I don't know. Like, but the team that's dealt with so many injuries, do I want to bring in a guy that's coming off an injury? Like,
no, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't think I want to go down that path. Claxton is an exciting young player in this league. He's an older player, but my God, like Andre Drummond is just killing it. And you want rebounding? Like,
there's a rebound.
He's as good as it gets in the league, right. And it's crazy because the trajectory of this team, it's like, man, does he really fit? Because he's an old player. Like, he's been in the league for a while now, but he's still doing it at a high level. I think that if he could play like he's playing right now for the next couple seasons, it'd be a perfect fit. I mean, Clint Capella is another guy that I think is interesting. So if my perfect pick would be the Andre Drummond that we're seeing right now, that's who I would want.
And he's not that old, and you could get him for 2 years, in a sense, for maybe pay him $8 million a year, maybe two years, 15, 2 years, 16, whatever. You're not paying him a ton. And because right now I believe he's making four. And so you're pretty much doubling his salary. Mm-hmm. And I know that might seem like, oh my God, he's outplaying that. Yeah, yes, I agree. But nobody's willing to take a chance to go that far on a guy like Andre Drummond, because he hasn't shown that. But what the Grizzlies need, he fits that perfect. We don't need him to score. We just need him to rebound, play good defense, facilitate if needed, and then maybe have some putbacks. That's all we're really asking for.
Yeah.
And I really think that's what's the biggest thing, Fo. Nate, who would you pick right now if you had to be on the spot at the moment? Who's your center?
Hartenstein. Drummond or Hartenstein?
Mainly because of money?
Well, yeah, obviously, if we can go get Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid, yeah. If money's not an object.
I mean free agents, like people available.
No, I'm playing. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think those guys also fit best. The same thing with Claxton. You know, you go into net spaces, you hear Nets talk, and you see what we saw.
Speaking of net spaces, those dudes were amazing the other night. They could not have spoke more highly of the Grizzlies when they don't have to. Their team is stinking right now. And they spoke really highly. But anyway, keep going. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you look for the strengths. Rim running is awesome. You know, and he obviously can paint and defend, but rebounding is one of those voids you need to fill. We talked about earlier in the show. Who's going to fill that void? That's not Claxton's thing.
Yeah.
It is Hartenstein's thing. It is Drummond's thing. And then you think about bringing Brandon Clark back into the fold, same thing. You want to diversify what you can do with this team.
Yeah.
You want to be able to have a guy that can lock down the paint, go big, rebound. I'm thinking Drummond or Hartenstein. If you want some guy who's athletic and defend, you're bringing Brandon Clark back. And just like we talked about last show, I mean, you weren't here, obviously, which is why the Grizz started winning again. You get 85% of Brandon Clark back. That's enough to be able to have that athletic guy bouncing around the paint. So I'd rather get a guy that maybe seems like a bit of a quote-unquote lug, but can rebound.
You know what? Going back to what we were talking about earlier about that potential starting five next year, and I don't think it'll be the case, don't sleep on Brandon Clark being in that starting five next year. They love him. I mean, there is a reason I'm convinced that the Grizzlies have – I mean, they're going to obviously keep it through this season and whatnot, but there's a reason that they have stuck with Brandon through this injury. And I think it's because they consider him a big part of what they're going to do going forward. If he's healthy, if he's going to be what he was before the Achilles.
Yeah.
Well, and what we were talking about earlier, when we were talking about that defensive lineup they can have, think about Jaren, Dez, Jaren, and insert two of Marcus, Vince, Brandon. You get to choose two of those guys going in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a crazy defensive lineup. And then you got two of the best scorers in the league.
Well, it's crazy because you said Jaren twice. So, listen, I am down. I'm down for seeing if we can just
Jaren. Did I say Jaren?
Yes. Oh, you said Jaren. I was like, all right, let's just let's keep these guys going. All right. Yes, my curse has been broken. The Grizzlies have won. So that's been amazing. But you know what is amazing is the music. If it played. It was... Normally, I've taken two breaks by now, but because Bennett's here and I'm trying to get him out of here, but obviously he is amazing and we want to have some fun. So Grizz Trivia is mainly me asking a bunch of stupid questions and Nate never getting them right, even though he's been really good at it.
Okay.
But tonight, I have a really good question that I want to propose to y'all because I think it would be very easy, yet very hard. All right, so I'm going to put a minute on the clock. And then I'm going to ask the question. And as soon as I'm done, both of you can play together. You can talk through it. The chat, if you want to use the chat, use the chat tonight. I'm in a feel good position tonight. Okay. But simply, tonight is all about the roster. And I want to ask about these guys and what their actual jersey numbers are, because I don't believe you would actually know them. So I want to see if you can get 10 out of the actual 19 guys that are on the current roster, because you have three guys that are on two ways plus the extra 10-day. Like, we have so much that we have here. We have 19 guys. All I need is 10 of the 19 just on the roster. Your time starts now.
This is gonna be bad. Luke 10. Luke is 10.
You got Luke.
Jaren is 13.
All right.
Tillman is 2. Wait.
goodness. Jitty?
What number is he? I just need jersey numbers.
46.
All right. You got Luke, Jaren, Jitty.
OK. God, I'm terrible with jerseys.
Is Lamar 17?
Lamar is not 17.
Is he 7?
He is not 7.
Okay.
Dude, I literally know like 3 jersey numbers on this team. Holy crap. I watch this team every single game. And I know Dez is 22. Dez is 22, Jaws 12, and those are 2 of my favorite numbers. Like that's what I know.
Y'all got 5 in a minute.
Brandon 15. Is Jake 5? 0?
You got this, Nate. I literally
Lamar's 24.
I got nothing.
Got it. God, I'm the best there is.
That's why I want to ask this question, because it's so funny because we see these 45. Guys.
Got it.
Who's 25?
45, GG.
45 is GG, yes. It's so funny because like I literally was thinking about this last night. I named off like 6 or 7 in a row, and I go, oh, wow, that is so hard. And I started counting the numbers over here. And I'm like, oh, there's 19.
Well, I'm thinking about like Matthew Hurt, and I'm like, I'm not sure he has a number. Like, what number was left to give him?
I wanted to ask y'all Yuta Watanabe's number, and I knew there's zero chance you would know it's 18. Zero chance. But yeah, so Scottie Pippen's 1, Jake is 3, Jordan Goodwin, who I knew you wouldn't get, is 4, Vince is 5. That should be an easy one. Santi 7, Zaire 8. Come on, 8 ball. The 8 ball, the emoji, come on.
I forgot he's on the team. Yeah, he's been hurt again.
Lucas 10, Ja 12, Jaren's 13. You got Jaren early. Brandon Clark 15, Yuta 18, Matthew Hurt 20, Desmond 22, Derek Rose 23. You should be ashamed of yourself. You call yourself a grad, Bennett Doyle.
Dude, I'm terrible with jerseys. I acknowledge that off the front end.
Lamar's 24, Marcus Smart's 36, 36 Mafia. GG's 45, Conchart's 46, and then Trey Jemison is 55. All right, that's why I wanted to bring that, because I thought it would be a fun one, because all I asked for was 10 of the 19, and we weren't close.
There should be a game requirement on that, and half of those players have not met the game requirement required to be a part of Grizz Trivia.
That's actually untrue, because 25 players have played 50-plus minutes this year on this team.
That's gross.
Just so we're on the same page. All right. Listen, he is Bennett Doyle, and he is on, not with 929, I almost said that. He is with Grind City Media, the Gary Parrish Show. What else do you do for Grind City Media?
I produce some of their other programming. We have a Sneak Fest show every Tuesday. That's at 2 o'clock on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. I'm just kind of a jack of all trades for them wherever they need me. And then, like I said, I produce the Grizzlies home radio broadcast with Eric Hasseltine, every game, Elliot Perry there for all the home games as well. JB doing pregame, postgame, halftime. So we have a good time doing that too.
Yeah, the post game, it is with, you said JB. Is it JB and Roser that does the post game?
No, it's so JB does the post game. Me and Roser do the call in show right after the post game. Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was something like that. I wasn't exactly positive. But tomorrow, what do you know what might be on the Gary Parrish Show at 10 o'clock a.m. Central?
Yeah, we'll have the great Chris Vernon in studio at 10:20. I mean, we'll be talking about this game, obviously, and everything that came out of it tonight. And we'll talk to Vernon at 10:20. And then it's college hoop season, man. This is GP's wheelhouse. Like, we're talking a lot of college basketball heading into the NCAA tournament. I love this time of year working with GP, just because it helps me get ready for, like, my bracket. Because, you know, college basketball, like, it's one of those sports where – this time of year is amazing, but they have this small window. But, you know, he's been paying attention to it since the very beginning. So right. I get all my info from Gary around this time of year. So, yeah, we'll be doing a lot of that too.
Well, Bennett, man, I can't thank you enough. We kept you way too long, but it was blowing up so much. I'd keep you here for a little bit longer just because I figured we'd have some fun after a big win. We don't get a chance to celebrate wins.
We definitely don't. It's great to be here with you guys, and I appreciate y'all having me on again. I'm a big fan of the show, so really appreciate y'all inviting me.
Can't thank you enough, Bennett. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, me and Nate's going to knock out some more things and kind of put a bow on this show. I'll be right back.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue and wings. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely you want to build a Paul George player. You want to build the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
G.G. Jackson.
Yeah, or GG Jackson, which actually I was thinking about. Well, what about GG, Anthony? But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like the quality drop off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys, I feel like, available to help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sain Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Nate with the slide in. That was clutch. Listen, I didn't even push the right buttons. We look like we're off sort right now. So give me 1 second. All right, there we go. All right, we are the Grizz on One podcast, or not podcast anymore. We're the Grizz on One post-game show coming to you live. And so I can't thank you enough for all for hanging out with us. The chat, you guys have been amazing. We're still trying to find a name for the chat. We've looked at now Bluff City Mafia. But now that we're hearing that it could be the soccer team's name, we're potentially straying away. These are the names that I have so far, and I'll be completely transparent. And I know I've sent these to Nate, and he doesn't love all of them, but I'm going to just share them with you. The sleuth, because it isn't the pack of bears called a sleuth. Is that right?
A pack of bears is called a sleuth, but it sounds awful.
It sounds awful. The Bluff City Brood. We thought that was awesome. The Bluff City Brood is, I can reference you guys as the Brood. Unfortunately, I don't know if people would understand Brood, but I think Brood would be a lot of fun. The Pack, a faction, like a name of a faction. We can come up with something like that. The Bear Cave, which I saw tonight. Grizz Gang, Grinders, The Grind, Maniacs, Memphis Maniacs. Listen, that's old school XFL, the Memphis Maniacs. We can refer to y'all as the Maniacs, a squad or a six-man type name. We're trying to play with it. It's harder than you think. Okay, it's harder than you think.
I'm sorry. We can't do Grinders. We can't.
No Grinders.
I will laugh every time.
Grinders.
Can't do it.
What about the Memphis Grind? Not a fan of that either.
It's a little better.
Blue City Bears. I need something to be able to say one word, as in like the Bears. I can't say that. So King, make sure saying the Blue City Bears. I like that. I need something to work.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We're gonna workshop it.
A 2024-2025 initiative. Q4 initiative.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna be able to hit it on this year, but anyway. Listen, y'all have been amazing tonight, and so Bennett Doyle, dude, he
awesome.
He's just like, when I think of Bennett, just a dude. Like, he's just like, we didn't get to talk any movies.
I was bummed, man.
I have all these questions over here, all these questions that I have. And I didn't get to ask him anything because we literally won and the chat blew up. Everybody's watching. And so I want to talk a lot about the game because I'm excited that I get to talk about a win. So that was important to me. So,
He has Star Wars as his little like
banner. I know
on Twitter. I was going to use that to gang up on you, but we didn't get to do it because we're having too much fun anyway. So
we'll have Bennett back. Listen, we'll have Bennett back because one, he's awesome, and we'll actually put a cutoff so he's not having to be here the whole night. Wallace. Man, I'm getting some shade thrown at me here. All right, Grizz on with Fam sounds amazing. I think that is that's what we want to be, is the family. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the game. Let's go more in depth. Tonight, overall, the Grizzlies played well. What was different tonight that you saw? Because they played pretty okay in the first half, but they kind of let it get away from them closer and closing in more on halftime. And even when they came out, it looked a little weird. They didn't look like they had it, but then they closed and finished the game strong.
They played a full 39 tonight kind of thing. Like, the second quarter was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But to be honest, that was the only bad part of the game, was the second quarter. Other than that, you know, I mean, honestly, credit to the Sixers, because yes, the Sixers have more of a quote unquote NBA roster than the Grizzlies, even with their injuries and guys who are out tonight. Yeah. But trying to pull that together and throw that together one game at a time is tough. And they played, I thought, well tonight. What happened was the Grizzlies came out, especially in the fourth quarter, and they just dominated.
Yeah,
I mean, truly, like Jaren said, okay, this is my game now. They had way more activity on the boards. They had way more energy and intensity. It also helped that the ref decided to actually, you know, do their job for a quarter because they didn't do it well for most of the game. But that's okay. I didn't have to come on and talk about that. I wanted to be minding my P's and Q's. But they just came out with better energy, better effort, and truly dominated that fourth quarter and played made the Sixers play their brand of basketball. Whereas I thought in the second quarter and for some of the third quarter, the Sixers made them play a Sixers brand of basketball.
Yeah.
So it was just, honestly, Grizzlies basketball, which is crazy to say in this season, but they found a way to make that happen.
Yeah.
It was really connected too. We talked about Santi making chest passes and stuff like that's like
a simple chest pass. That's all we had, chest pass.
Dude, he had the one where he like slung it behind his back and stuff, and then Gigi smoked three. And I was like, I looked at Sarah and I was like, I'm so glad he didn't make that, so that can't be a highlight, because I was like, I did not want that to be encouraged. But you know, part of it is Philly doesn't have any kind of chemistry with that roster they threw out there tonight, but the Grizzlies also
neither do we
them to play their brand. Well, but that's what I'm saying though. The Grizzlies did force them to play their brand of basketball and put it together, which was it's awesome to see, man. And everybody contributed. Like we said, Jake LaRavia. I mean, for anyone who's new to the show, I was turning off the game when Jake LaRavia played earlier this year. Yeah. That is not an exaggeration. Like, if you think I'm joking, I literally would turn the game off while he was in and watch the ESPN app to see when he got subbed out because I was so frustrated. To tonight, he was essential in that win, truly. Like, with his rebounding, his energy, the way he's connecting things. Good effort from a lot of guys who are playing for their NBA lives out there.
Yeah. And that's that. Listen, that's the important thing is these guys are playing for their NBA lives. Like, Lamar Stevens does not have a contract next year. And I know we talked about Zaire earlier, and he did go off, you know, hurt. It was that Portland game, the second Portland game. But honestly, like, Lamar Stevens is playing for his life, but also like Luke Kennard is looking to get picked up. Like, I think that he has less of an issue, right? Because he is making more money and that is a team option, but still he wants to impress because he wants $15 million or potentially a 2-year contract that the Grizzlies signed to instead of that, just that 1 year. Like, it is going to be very tough, but also these guys are trying to show out. I don't know what's tougher, these guys playing for their lives, or if it is Nate just struggling to compliment Jake. Which one is it?
Listen, like I said, I might be turning full heel on Jake LaRavia just for kicks. Might be turning full heel in that I now support him.
Right, the opposite.
Like, Jake LaRavia for MVP? I don't know. it's so tough because we've seen some of these guys look so bad.
Yeah.
But then you come out tonight, and like I said, if Jake wasn't playing tonight, you replace him with, let's say, like a Zaire Williams. Did the Grizzlies win that game? I don't know. He was truly essential in that win tonight.
Yeah.
So, like, listen, the same thing. Like, I got to see more before some of these guys, I start saying, hey, I want them on this team or anything like that. I'm not going crazy. But they're playing good basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, do us a favor real quick. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and close the chat, hit the like button. I think we had 12 at one point. I just saw, that should be much more than that, but also over on Twitter, I know there's a lot of you, go ahead and hit the like, if you're watching it, but also hit the share, let everybody know what you're watching. That way we can kind of all see that, because, you know, honestly, this has been awesome to be able to kind of just share, I guess, the moments and the wins together as a family. And Nate and I have talked about this be kind of becoming a family in a sense with you all, because after wins, we celebrate the big wins. After the losses, listen, we struggle and we get through it together. But the fact that we're doing this together, this is what I want next year to be, is more of that, you know, that family feel is that we're creating now. And so they're awesome. But as Allen, full heel Allen, the losses are more fun.
Listen, same thing as Goon, commitment to the bit, commitment to the cause. Allen's wanted us to tank since like 10 games into the season, and he has never let up. So yeah. I can appreciate the hustle.
Full commitment. Twisted Vincent was amazing tonight. He was back with the Black Ninja DJ is saying. And so it, you know, he was he just seemed like he was everywhere. His stat line was 17, 7, and 9, almost going for a triple-double, but then two steals and a block. Boys, it is back. It is nice. Let me give a shout-out to LOL. Yeah. Nope, Jones. Best fan base in the NBA. It absolutely is. And shout-out to you, LOL Nope. Listen, I know that you're having a whatever's going on in your life, whatever, not in a bad way. But I know sometimes you're not able to catch the game right away. And so you're coming in here just finding out if the Grizzlies won. the fact that you're joining us just to find out they won and just kind of either celebrate or commiserate. That's what we're doing with you. And so shout out to you for coming through.
Only thing I was going to say is on this game specifically, dude, it was fun because they were fighting their asses off to win that game. And honestly, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that one alone. But they just fought, man. They fought all night. And that's the thing. Is like they had one bad quarter and were behind the eight ball for the entirety of the second half and kept fighting and didn't let go of the rope. And that's what's the best thing about this team. That's why you and me get so concerned when you have the weekends like the Portland weekend, because it's like, are you going to let go of the rope for the rest of the season? Like, is that like, we're throwing it in? And they just don't. Even after those bad losses, the Brooklyn loss, the first Portland loss, the second Portland loss, you know, they just keep kind of gritting and finding a way, right? So, and to answer King Me's question, why didn't we fight? Because you're not going to have it every night.
Yeah.
But being able to turn around when you are 20 games under 500 and fight for wins on the road in Philadelphia when all the momentum's against you shows character for a team. It shows culture.
Yeah.
And that's good to see.
It is, and that's really what it's all about, is the culture of the Grizzlies had now become a thing. Like, when you show up, I know it was – listen, I will shout out the G&G, the godfathers of, you know, G&G-style basketball. Like, the fact that they had to put in the hard work way before we had Pau Gasol, we had Shane Battier doing that hard work. Even though a lot of people didn't love Pau Gasol because he was more of that European finesse player way before his time. When he got with Kobe, right, and he went to L.A., he could be that type of player because you had that pit bull, that bulldog in Kobe who could do those other things that allowed Pau to be Pau. But Pau is the number one option, just did not work. But then you have the core four. You have Mike, Mark, Zebo, and Tony. They paved the way for this team to be this team, but also they paved the way for this organization to be able to be the way they are right now. So when a guy like Lamar Stevens walks in to the locker room, he knows it's G&G forever. Like, he knows that we are going to put everything out that we possibly can. And that's really what this team has kind of showed. And I will give a shout out to Zach Kleiman. I'll also give a shout out to the rest of the crew. You're talking about, there's multiple people that are in that front office that are making decisions just as important as Zach Kleiman is, if not making the decision with Zach Kleiman, that aren't given the credit. Like Chu, but also who else? Prince is there. There's a lot of people that are actually in the front office that are helping make those tough decisions. And then it comes out to the floor through the coach. And shout out to Taylor Jenkins. I wasn't here last week or the last show. 200 career, regular season wins are big, but also he's going to eventually, next year, he's going to actually become the all-time winningest coach, regular season coach for the Grizzlies, which is awesome.
You don't think he'll hit it this year? Not going to happen. If they hadn't been this season from absolute hell, he probably would have broken it this year, honestly. But I do want to bring up one comment. I don't know where we're going to go with the show after this. I'm kind of taking it on a detour. But I want to bring up this comment from Chuck Hoskins, who I don't know if Chuck's still in here. This was the very beginning of the show. But we were talking with Bennett, so it wasn't really a good opportunity to bring it up. But he hit this with, why would you root against your own players, when I was talking about Jake? I'm not sure if it's a good thing he's playing his way onto the roster or not, right? And let's be very, very clear about something. We said this from the very get-go. Nothing about this is personal.
No, never.
Nothing about this is personal, but we also said I would be happy to eat my crow fried, grilled, boiled, broiled, raw. Doesn't matter. I'll eat it if these guys end up being contributing players on a championship roster, and that's what we want.
I don't.
That's what we want. So I do want to bring it up because I think it can get lost because we have a lot of fun on the show.
We do.
We lose sponsors on the show for having fun sometimes. I don't know. But, oh, wait, do we?
Do you lose them if you've never got them?
You lose them if you've never got them. But truth be told, all these guys, we want what's best for the team, right? And sometimes it's best for the teams for me to turn off the TV because I can't watch you play basketball anymore. And we would come out here and support the squad. So, like Anthony's saying, asking the hard-hitting questions, why would you root against your own players? We don't. We don't root against guys. We root for what's best for the team. And sometimes that's some guys
we're not honest
in the Grizzlies uniform anymore. But listen, I still am not in on Jake LaRavia making me eat crow. We're still not there. But we give credit where credit's due. And listen, all these guys playing tonight, man. That's the most fun I've had watching a Grizzlies game. They've had a bunch of wins, but I mean, the Milwaukee game is probably the only one that's up there with what they did tonight, to be honest, outside of the games where we actually had hope for the season.
Speaking of Milwaukee, they are getting thumped right now by the Warriors at half. They're down 20. But I will say that eating crow raw is a little weird. I have to say, I don't know if that's...
If it results in the Grizzlies championship, that's what I do, man. I sacrifice for the cause.
And we keep it real, as honest as we can, and as Sane keeps it as real as he possibly can. If a guy is sorry, he's sorry. That's just the truth.
Also, sorry, completely another random track. Didn't Giannis Achilles almost like snap 2 days ago, but now he's playing NBA basketball? What was
is
that
he about? Playing?
He's playing. I'm pretty positive he's playing, is he not?
That's wild if he's playing.
He's playing. Hold on, let me double check. Yeah, he's playing tonight. Played 16 minutes in the first half. I thought we all saw his Achilles snap on live television.
You didn't see it snap. Come on.
I know. I'm exaggerating, Daniel. Remember when I used to get that fun on this show?
Yeah, no fun for you. Real quick, I do want to hit this real quick because D'Angelo is asking this question. Is would you love to see Conley finish his career playing with the Grizzlies?
Yes.
Any chance that happens?
I mean.
No.
I mean.
How old is he right now?
There's a chance he finishes on the Grizz. Depending on what he gets in the next contract and if there's time for another.
He's already got it.
What was that extension?
It was like $20 million each year, right? Well, no, what's the
they did not extend that man for $20 million.
You best believe they done did.
Hold on.
What's his contract? Now that we're completely off the rails at this point. Like, what's
we're contract? Going with it. Mike Conley contract. Hold on. Signed a 3-year, $68 million. He's making $20 million a year. Wait. That's this year.
Did you go to spot track?
Yeah. 23, 24 million. Okay. Yeah, dude. He's making like $10 million. Get out of here. He's making like $10 million a year, dude. He's making $9 million next year and $10 million the next year.
Well, then I'm wrong. So he'll be a free agent at the age of 38.
Yes. I would absolutely love for him to finish on this team as John Morant's backup. I've said that since the day John Morant got drafted.
Yeah.
Also, no, I mean, hold on. Carry the show. I'll be back.
Yeah. So listen, that's my biggest thing is I would love to see some of these G&G guys come back. That would be the ultimate amazing thing. Unfortunately, they're all gone except for Mike. Mike's under contract now until he's at the age of 37. And so at that point, we're talking about a guy who could contribute, but we're talking about the same thing that we're doing with Derrick Rose right now. Like, I love Mike Conley as much as the other guy. I just don't know if at 38 is really what I want. Tony still is around in the city for sure. And I would love to have him back, but unfortunately, I think he's just going to be a guy who is just an, you know, maybe assistant coach or an advisor. But everybody loves Mike Conley, but not as much as some. Some people love Mike Conley more. We know that he is your favorite player. We know that.
Only Grizzly jersey I've ever owned.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a reason to put it on anyways, because he's been getting a lot of love out of Minnesota and then like national NBA. Which is something that, like, we've always dreamed of as Grizz fans, right? Yeah. Mike Conley being nationally recognized. So love it.
Question though, on just overall within, I guess this team, like, do we see a spot for a guy like a Jake LaRavia for this team? Like, can he be a guy? I know we talked about it, but can he actually be a guy if he plays this well? Can he actually be a guy that's on this team for the foreseeable future going forward?
I mean, end of the bench type of guy, maybe. Like, we're talking 11 through 15.
That's the issue. So even okay. Let's say he's playing this well, but he's not shooting the three. He still needs to shoot the three better to be able to get on the court.
Let's be clear. Jake has played really well the past couple of games.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. He would have to do so many things so much better to be a real contributor on this team.
Yeah.
Like, is he rebounding? Yes. What's going to happen when, like, you're playing against not the Brooklyn Nets, when you're playing against not the ghost of the Philadelphia 76ers?
Yeah.
Like, let's remember who we're playing against. Let's be honest. He's played well, but he's played well against not good teams. Like,
yeah.
Then you also, like, you need to shoot better. Now, has he shown some, like, quote-unquote flashes? Sure.
He's shown the flashes.
But, I mean, the answer is really no. Like, you're looking at, again, 11 through 15.
Yeah.
Like, not guys that are actually going to contribute. Like, he doesn't – even if he's doing some of these things well right now, you have to do something awesome.
But he is rebounding well. And as Ryan's saying, like, you have 15 roster spots.
Okay. Daniel, come on, man. I've been doing so good about saying only nice things.
I'm just asking. Ryan's the one that brought it up more. He's saying you have 15 roster spots for a reason. You need the third. Like, so when you're the 13th man, like, what do you want out of this guy? Like, do you want him to, like, because if he does those things, he should be actually starting for this team.
I've done a good job of, like, manifesting positivity since this morning. It was a rough morning. He did it against the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
And Kelly Oubre. That's my answer. That is my answer.
So you're saying...
I'm the one that's dehydrated from creatine and Irish coffees. What are we doing? Don't make me be mean. I've been so good about being nice. I don't know, like, you have to do something awesome. If he, okay, hold on. Let me look at this. Because we, you know, Qualls, the way things are going lately, we're taking things a game at a time. Let me see who they're playing against next.
So what we're doing the right
Hawks,
now, King
still doesn't matter. The Thunder, like, the Kings. If you get to the Kings game and you rebound that well, we'll start to talk.
Okay. And King Mix, if you're wondering, I'm pushing buttons right now as Dr. Phil. But as Dr. Phil would do, he's going to continue to spin this conversation. And I'm going to spin this into Derrick Rose.
You got a problem.
Derrick Rose. We've talked about this in the past. Obviously, Derrick Rose, we're probably not seeing him again this season, I would assume. I like Derrick Rose for who he is. I even was very complimentary the other night speaking with some friends of mine. About him in general. And I spoke highly to the point of I think that Derrick Rose has been amazing in his limited minutes, 10 to 12, 15 minutes at times. He's been amazing when he's been on the court and healthy. The problem is he's not been healthy. Listen, we're potentially wanting to kick him off the team because he's not been healthy. Dude, but
I've been trying to kick Jake off the team all year. I think this is not maybe we're talking about the chat, but the answer, like, if you're telling me I can only have one, it's Derrick Rose purely for nostalgia and sentimental value.
Yeah.
But I will say the only problem is I'm not positive Derrick Rose can play 25, 30 NBA games.
No, I don't think he can.
That's it. But, like, yeah. And this is what Sane said there. Like, is he an actual rotation player? Like, is he contributing right now? Yes. Again, I'm trying to say only nice things. But at the same time, is he an NBA player? Dude, we are a long ways from that.
Yeah.
again, when we did the question earlier of Jitty, Z, Lamar, Conchar, it's like, who do you want to have in like your absolute emergency thing? Other than I think Lamar Stevens could break his way into a top 10. That's it. Out of the rest of those guys, it is like ultimate, like everything's on fire and we could use just a bucket in the case of emergency.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Like, what are we talking about, Daniel? Come on, man. Jake's done a lot of good things lately. Let's just leave
I'm
it there.
I'm just curious.
I'm very nice.
He
and honest.
19 and 13 tonight with three blocks is huge. I'm just
He was essential to the win tonight against Kelly Oubre. And
why you gotta call him, like, just call it like, you know, the actual 76ers. Like, why you gotta throw shade like at one at Kelly Oubre? Like, he's a good NBA.
It would be disrespectful to the city of Philadelphia to say they beat this. Like, just like it'd be disrespectful to the city of Memphis say, hey man, yeah, we beat the Grizzlies. Like,
you beat the
technically. Technically, that's correct.
All right. Anything else you want to hit on this game? I know we've been on here all night. We're way over our time. I do want to hit on the rest of whatever you have on this game, but I do want to talk about the upcoming games in general. Yeah. Anything else you want to hit on for this game?
No, a lot of fun. And truly, like, I know we're having some fun and stuff, but truly, like, shout out to guys like Jake and Lamar and all these other guys that played really well tonight and contributed to a Memphis Grizzlies win. Truly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's saying, we'll wrap this up on this one. It's saying that Stevens and Conchar are the better role players because they absolutely are. They're going to do the things that that you really need on a team. Like, you know, Lamar can go get his own shot, but also he's been a very good rebounder. He's been a very good connector, but also a shot creator. Conchar is going to do his things. The only knock on Conchar that I've seen is one, he can't knock down the 3-point on a consistent basis. That has to change. He needs to get better at that. That if that changes, then obviously his $6 million is not an issue anymore because everything else he does, he helps you when he like when you need him, he does the right things. I don't know if he's going to be your in their top 10 rotation. I don't believe that, but I do think that he can be a guy who can go spot start for you or play spot minutes for you. He is a regular season luxury player. And so I love Jitty. I love what he does to a team and for a team. I just don't know if that $6 million is an issue, but unfortunately, you know, that's what he has. If the Grizzlies can figure out a way to get off of some other contracts and ride GG's contract, Vince Williams' contract, and eventually maybe Lamar Stevens' contract, all very team friendly, then you can have a contract like that and feel comfortable because eventually if you put them all four together, it is very low minimum money that you're giving to people that you can count on and play. And so in the end of the day, I do want to give these guys really, you know, they're just due because I do think that they are good. Unfortunately, some of these contracts are a little bit big, but you know that the contract that isn't big is the one I signed with Pew's Flowers with a commercial landscape maintenance. Pew's Residential Spray can take care of all of your weed control and fertilization needs. They are the Grizz Trivia sponsor. They have been, and I just got my yard sprayed this morning. They did an exceptional job. They continue to do a good job. I haven't seen any weeds yet this year. And so make sure you go ahead and call them now. Like I'm telling you, if you call them ahead of the when you start seeing weeds, it's honestly too late. Go ahead and call them now. You can call them over at 901-633-2118. Let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. They get you that perfect weed-free lawn just whenever you might need it. You walk out in the morning. Hopefully, you're wearing some shorts, maybe a T-shirt, maybe some house slippers. You'll see your lawn very early in the morning, and you'll appreciate that you called Pew's Residential Spray. So go ahead and give them a call, 901-633-2118. And remember, with Pew's, you get that big company strength, small company value. Thank you for the transition. King of transitions, that's what we do. Let's go ahead and hit on what's upcoming because I do think that's going to be very important. So what's upcoming on Friday? You are moving. Nate is officially moving. And so we do not have Nate, but we do have the Atlanta Hawks coming in on Friday. I will have Ryan Meadows here joining me Ryan is a draft enthusiast. He's also a huge fan of none other than Jake LaRavia. Yeah. And so he has already told me that he has a lot of stuff he wants to present, and he wants to see what I think about it. And so I do think it's important to hit on some of that. So we're gonna hear a lot from Ryan, but I'm telling you, he digs into the draft more than I know a lot of other people do. If you think you're a casual or maybe somebody who digs into the draft, you feel good about it, he digs in a little bit further than you. And so I trust his knowledge. So we're going to talk about the draft. But then I am out of town. We don't expect we are not doing a game on the 10th, which is the at Thunder on a Sunday. We are not doing a show. If they pull off a win, I'll pull up. I'll make that promise. I know you can't because you're going to be in the very middle of the move. If they somehow pull off a win against the Thunder, I will pull up because I think that's important. So just hold me to it. Sunday, if they win, I will be here. But I will be on vacation from then on out. And then, Nate, you're going to have the show. Potentially, you're going to have some guests on for the double game with the Wizards on the 12th and then the 13th Hornets. Those are both home games. And so I will not be here. Yeah, riveting games. It is Tyus's first game back, though. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
and then the 16th, the other Thunder game, unless they win, we will not be doing a show. So we're not doing a lot of weekend shows anymore just because of the way the season's gone. There's no reason to keep pushing ourselves to do that. And so don't expect the two Thunder games that are bracketing the weekend, the 10th and the 16th. We will not be doing shows unless they win. They win, I promise you, I will come on here and do a show, whether it's myself or somebody else. I'll talk somebody into doing it. But but I am going to vacation. I'll be on in the mountains, King Meeks. Oh, I'll be in the mountains. So I don't know if I'll have service, but my wife asked if we could go to the mountains. All she requested was a hot tub with scenery. And I said, all right, I got you there. Got you there. I got that on VRBO. Like,
the scenery.
Your little hotel Holiday Inn action. Like, I got you some scenery right here and right here, baby. Get you back to the glory days.
All right, what is this that D'Angelo's talking about? Could talk about losing their hair next game.
Oh, dang, don't do Luke like that. You can do Trey like that. Don't do Luke like that. I guess that's all Trae Young's doing right now is talking, huh? He's not playing, is he?
No, he is not playing. He's not. Anything else with tonight's game or anything overall that you're looking at? We've been here for an hour and a half, so I don't want to hit on it too much. Listen, tonight has been exceptional. It has been one of the fun games that we've had a chance to really celebrate. And if you don't know who we are Grizz on a One. We do the post game for Bluff City Media. We're here after each and every game, especially the wins for sure. But we're here definitely right now through all of the games of the week, and we're taking off the weekends. But if you don't know about us, do us a favor and go ahead and come over to YouTube. If you're watching on Twitter, thank you so much. But come over to YouTube. This is where we kind of create that family feel, where we're creating a lot of these people that you're seeing that we're bringing up here. You know, we're trying to create that and kind of grow this into something bigger than it really is. I hope that everybody's having a fun time because I do think that is a good time to kind of celebrate and to mark these games. So it's going to be fun. Tonight was fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Man, I will say I am bummed we didn't get to do any movie culture. I was going to bring up like Dune 3, Star Wars, maybe a little Avatar, Last Airbender. We were going to dig into some stuff a little bit. It was going to be a good time, but
yeah.
So okay.
All right. Last thing we do have before we get out of here is Wayne wants to know, make sure you guys check out John Collins Fighting the Bulls coaches. That's happening right now.
I got to see this.
What's
it's somewhere out there.
Is it the Snickers commercial? You know, do you need a Snickers? You're not acting like yourself. But the other thing that you could do is you could also call Heaven's Healthy Kitchen, grassroots business that would start right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is a Memphian. He promotes healthy eating and wellness. If you're looking to cook at home, you need a cookbook. go get Chef Smith's cookbook. It is on Amazon. All you have to do is go and Google on Amazon, not Google, but hit on Amazon, the search bar, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. It'll pull it up. But if you want to go find them online, just go to orderhhk.com. They have been serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet food straight to you. They're also doing another pop-up shop, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Heaven's Healthy Kitchen is one of our proud sponsors. And so as we look forward to the next game, as you look forward to the meals, vegan meals are always the way to go, especially if you're trying to cut on some LBs before you get in the hot tub, like myself, even though I love a good steak. So it's hard to pass up the red meat.
Listen, I just looked up what Wayne was saying, and it's, like he said, using the word fight lightly, but it was still, I can't imagine that's going to go very well for him. You're really not supposed to put hands on coaches like that. And
did he touch somebody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't really know if anyone's like, it wasn't bad. If it was players, it'd be nothing, but yeah. It's not. It's a coach, so we'll see. Yeah.
All right. We'll get out of here, but King Migs wants some wing guru. We'll talk
to you. Me too, but I value my bank account.
True. It's expensive. All right, let's wrap it up. Anything else you got, Nate, before we get out of here?
Nope. That's it. A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We went longer than we normally do just because, it has been a blast. But make sure you do us a favor. Go ahead and check out the different shows that we have. Today is Wednesday, so Sane Show came out today at noon. But also on Friday, it will be out at noon. Daily Grind is not on every morning. It is on the afternoons at 1 o'clock Central. So make sure you go check it out on Fridays at 3 o'clock. We do have the $2 sports show. And so whatever you can, if you like what we do, you're going to like what these other guys do as well. We're all a family here at Bluff City Media. So give us a shout, give us a follow over on YouTube. And before you get out of here, as we close out the show, thank you all for joining us. Bennett Doyle was amazing, as I expected. My first time on doing a show with him, he was the absolute best. But when you get out of here, go ahead and hit the like button on your way out as you normally would as we create this family feel. We're still trying to find a name. We'll find a name that fits us. We don't want to be corny. We don't want to be stupid. But we do want to find a name that kind of has that family, that embraces that family feel. And so that's kind of why we like the mafia a little bit, but now the soccer thing, we might stray away from that, or we might just make that our own. Either way, we'll figure it out. But a lot of good things coming up. Friday's show with Ryan. If you do like sports betting at all, Driving the Line, I'll be actually hosting their show Friday. And so it's a great opportunity. The coach will not be on there Friday. He's calling the, I think it's the Arnold Palmer Classic. On ESPN Plus. And so he actually texted me the other day and asked if I would come on and host the entire show. So a great opportunity. Hopefully I don't blow it, but it should be a lot of fun driving that show in general. But that's all we have. I hope you all had fun as well, because it is always a blast for us when you guys literally turn up in the comments and kind of create this show and make it your own. It always makes our night and allows this show to go into the hour and a half mark, which we never would have thought. Ever, especially right now. But that's all we have. We'll see you Friday night. Nate, have a good move. We'll see you then. Be nice and tell your friends.